We're back on the Farm Show here on KLGR 1490 and FM 95.9. It's time for our monthly chat with the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources, and I've got Scott Ramolt on the line. How is it going today, sir?
Oh, it's going well. This stretch of warm weather is pretty easy to take, isn't it?
Yeah, I'll definitely take it. We had, 15 one day last week, and then went right to 48, 49 the next a couple days later. So, I'll take the 48 and over the 15 any day, I think.
Yep, we just have to believe that it's going to be a mild winter all the way through, right?
I know, but I think we've become so wary here in Minnesota that, okay, the other shoe's going to drop eventually. If we didn't get the cold, maybe the snow's coming. You just never know, you know?
Yeah, that's right. But one thing really neat about this weather is it allows us to take advantage of tapping maple trees, and that's a lot of fun. It's something that people can do right in their own backyard.
And that's something we don't think of as much in Minnesota as you do. You think about that being like Vermont or Maine or out in the New England states. But, maple trees grow here. Why can't we tap them here, right?
You're exactly right. And it is a big business out there and has been for hundreds of years. But it's just as effective for somebody to do in their backyard and make a little of that sweet-tasting maple syrup for themselves.
So what kind of, let's say I'm listening right now going, well, I got a maple tree. Why can't I try? What do I need to get started to make it easy to get started?
Well, the first thing is the weather we're having right now. You need above freezing temps during the day, below freezing temps during the night, because that creates sort of a piston effect on pushing that sap up through the tree. And I tapped trees last Friday, and it looks like we're going to have at least through this time, 10 or 12 days of good sap running. So you identify your maple tree, and if you've got a tree in your backyard, it's pretty easy to identify. Then all you need is a drill, a tap, and a bucket. And the taps you can buy at local farm stores. You can order them online. And it's just a little 3-inch long tap. They can be plastic, they can be aluminum, they can even be wood. You take your drill, you drill a hole about 3 foot up, about inch and a half in, you tap your tap in, and you hang a bucket. And it's really that simple. And you can get more complicated equipment, but what happens then is the sap starts to drip out the tap into your bucket, and that's forms the basis of what can become maple syrup.
So, on average, how much can you expect sap-wise to get out of a maple tree?
On a good tree, you can get several gallons, but that's just kind of the first step, because it takes 40 gallons of sap to make 1 gallon of syrup.
Wow.
And so once you gather your sap, you keep it cool, just by keeping it outside, and it's okay if it freezes. And the next step is to boil it. And I recommend you don't do this in the house, because that's a sugary substance, and it'll make the whole inside of your house sticky. But you can do it over a campfire. You can do it over a Coleman stove. And essentially, you just get that sap boiling, and you keep boiling it. As it reduces, and when it's 219 degrees with a candy thermometer, you've got syrup, and it's that simple.
Okay, so then, you said not to do it inside, so I guess that goes back to what they used to call them, sugar shacks, that they would do the boiling in so they would be outside?
It is, because they learned quickly that it's a bad deal to have the whole inside of your house sticky and wallpaper coming down, and it's much easier to do it outside and let that steam evaporate.
Now, is there any tricks to it if you want to prevent it from burning or anything like that? Obviously you're going to keep an eye on it, but if it starts to look like it's going to burn, is there anything you can do there?
It really doesn't happen. Okay. As long as you keep an eye on it, it'll start to slowly darken in color, and it'll get a little thicker, and then you keep that thermometer in there, and you'll see it slowly go up, 214, 15, 16, and at 219, you just pull it off. Now, if people are interested in learning more, there's more information on the DNR website,
okay. Which
is mndnr.gov. We've also got maple syrup classes that we're doing at state parks.
Okay.
And that's a place where they can come and learn hands-on how to do maple syruping. They can see different types of equipment that you can use for maple syruping. And in fact, on March 11th, I'm going to be out at Minneopa State Park putting on a program. So it's simple. It's a good family project. And, you know, when you get that final thick maple syrup, it's a pretty nice reward.
That it is. Well, Scott, I thank you for taking the time to tell us about the maple tapping, and maybe some of us will get out there and try it here and take advantage of that weather. And about how long into the spring can this go on?
The normal run is 4 to 6 weeks.
Okay.
But we already had one 10-day stretch in January where we had those above freezing temps. We've got another 10-day stretch here, and then chances are we'll probably have a couple of weeks in March that'll be good.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, Scott, and appreciate you sharing your information as always.
Thank you.
That's Scott Raymond with the Minnesota DNR here on the Farm Show. We'll be back after this.